Welcome back, everybody. It is the 100th day of Trump 2.0. I wish I didn't have to say those words, but it is, and we are doing an assessment. What do you think about Donald Trump's first 100 days? Is it as bad as you thought? Why are people surprised? We discuss all of that and so much more. 855-752-4842. To give us something to take aim at collectively, or if you agree with the Wall Street Journal, to support, I want to just share a little bit of what the Wall Street Journal opinion page said today about Trump's first 100 days. First of all, they give him props for his, quote, energy and ambition. Only the Wall Street Journal would call what Donald Trump does energy. I'm going to call it ambitious, yes. Here's what they say. His expansion of U.S. energy production is proceeding well. He has ended the border crisis in short order. He's rolling back. Check this language here. Federal assaults on mainstream American values. I'm sure they mean due process there. No, wait. No, they don't. Assaults on mainstream American values, such as by policing racial favoritism. One day, maybe the Wall Street Journal will understand that trying to scrub Black people from American history books is itself racist, that not talking about the way that our systems were created by white landowning men and avoiding that conversation and the long arm of the impacts of that in every facet of our lives is in fact racist. That's not what I want to focus on today. The Wall Street Journal continues, Mr. Trump was elected to counter the excesses of the left on climate, culture, and censorship. He's doing that by what? Censoring more people? And he is doing it. So this is what they say are pluses. The culture wars, the climate wars, and the censorship wars. Those are all pluses. If you were a Trump fan, you're going to look at those things and say, yeah. But they go on and they say, in many other areas, his excesses are unjustified. The attacks on Harvard and educational institutions, not justified at the scope that he has tried to take it. The USAID cuts, while it's a symbolic victory in the language of the Wall Street Journal, there's no fundamental change in the growth of government. This is from the Wall Street Journal. They don't think that there is a proof of concept on DOGE or the other cuts to government. And they basically fillet the president on his tariff economic policy and the havoc that it is wreaking on the middle class, as well as the loss of any American credibility in the economic sphere. So that's from the Wall Street Journal. Listen, I have a lot to say about this, but I more want to hear from you all. So let's jump right in. We got Ann from Chippewa Falls. Go ahead, Ann. What do you think? What's your Trump grade so far on his administration?
Well, you know, I'm a teacher, Maggie. So, he just definitely doesn't even deserve an F in my book. He deserves a zero, and a zero is worse than an F. So that's what I grade him. And I know that the Republicans think that Trump's done a great job on the border and with the immigrants. To my point of view, he's done not a good job with that because he just takes people and he hauls them off with no due process. And that's un-American. So they...
You still there, Ann? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yep. And that's where I'm at. Like, all these things that the Republicans are so happy about, I don't know how it helps our country overall, you know, how we've treated other countries, and we're all by ourselves now.
Yeah, isolationism has never worked well for the United States. It's not a salient economic policy. It's not a salient foreign policy. And right now, I mean, you want to talk about peace through strength? The world is laughing at us. Donald Trump's economic chaos that he has single-handedly wrought, possibly bringing on the unforced error of a recession, like none of this had to happen. Walking away from NATO, walking away from 80 years of American foreign policy under both Republican and Democratic administrations, abandoning our Western allies, talking about the Gulf of America and the Panama Canal and Greenland, all of this stuff, all it has done is lower the soft power of the United States in economic and foreign policy matters. And when the United States loses its soft power, it loses real power over time. And the vacuum that is created by the absence of the United States as a steadying both economic and military presence in the world, that vacuum will be filled. It will be filled by places like China and Iran and Russia, of course. We are less safer today. We are less economically stable today because Donald Trump has been president. Couldn't agree with Ann more. Let's keep moving here. We've got Cindy from Appleton. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Go ahead, my friend.
Well, I was going to do an F, but according to your teacher, a zero is better. So I'm giving him a big fat zero. And the syndicated show host, his name is Tom, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, that's on now. He did an article, apparently, that something to the effect of how the Trump administration is going to help the rich with all their cuts and whatnot. So
yes.
Apparently, it seems like the more into a recession, if we fall into a depression, we go, the more people are going to look for a strong man, although I don't know where they get that from with this idiot, a strong man for a leader. So I think we're in for even a deeper bunch of doo-doo than we are right now.
Cindy, I think that's a pretty wise assessment. Let me just say this. Recessions, economic constrictions, do benefit a very small group of people. They benefit incredibly wealthy people who can effectively short the market and make a lot of money on everybody else's economic pain. And indeed, it is unsurprising to me to see the Wall Street Journal lauding numerous elements of the Trump administration. But it's interesting that the Wall Street Journal is, in the same breath, roundly criticizing Donald Trump's tariff terror. It is not a good look. So we've got the Wall Street Journal, who tends to favor the rich, right? Tends to favor the business owner classes. They're pointing out, like, listen, we have economic pain ahead. Many economists predicting that this summer is when the pain is going to set in. We continue this discussion. You're going to want to join at 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.